Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try our best to help all of you out there to find something that you enjoy, and that's part of what we mean by opportunity, which is not a job. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed's the guy that makes everything work right. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing all right, Mr. Gene.
All right. Good to have you. Thank you for everything that you do and all that sort of stuff. And on that note, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And if you got them, let them go, Ed. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you, and I want you to know that. I stress that on most shows, we see you, and because I want you to know, we make a lot of decisions based on what we see, and you need to know what we see, or prepare for us to see you the way you want to be seen, or something's got to change. So I'd like to have you think about that, because I want you to find employment, not a job. I want you to find employment doing what you do, which is what this show is all about, getting you to recognize what you do so that we can see how well you do it, and we could hire you doing things that you never thought of, but you'll be doing it. Which leads to our topic for tonight in terms of the purpose of the show, and part of our purpose tonight is for anyone who has a job, anyone who wants to work, anyone who's thinking about going to work. If it involves you working, this show is dedicated to you tonight. Okay? And I'm going to give you an idea in terms of what it is. I kind of wrote down some things, but how many of you out there listening have a job? Some of you are going to watch the video later, and I know that. But put yourself into a learning mode. Do you have a job? Are you one of those kinds of individuals? If you aren't one of those kinds of individuals, are you someone that wants a job? Like that, if you think about that, think about what category are you in. Or you could be somebody that has a job, but you don't like it. If you fit into that category, I'm going to suggest you need to hear the rest of this show. Or you might be one of those individuals that you know the kind of job you want already, and you want to go do that again because that's all you know how to do. Then you should be on that show. However, some of you may fit into this category, or you know somebody. If you quit a job because you didn't like it, I'm going to suggest that this show is also dedicated to you, because I ain't going to talk or speak about the purpose of a job. That's the topic. What's the purpose of a job anyway? How many of you just go to work, but you don't think about having a purpose for going to work, other than you need some money? But how many of you think about it? Or how many of you may be listening and you know somebody else that needs to hear what I'm going to say in terms of understanding what the purpose of a job is? Because in my belief, 90% of you don't know what the purpose of a job is. It's a high number. And the reason I say that, because you know you don't like the job you're doing. That's number one. Number two, you go places where you watch people doing the job that they don't like. And everybody sees that. And so I'm going to give you some tips on how you can prevent that. Not for everybody, but once you know it, then you can go pass the word on and help the others to know it. Because there is a purpose for having a job. And I'm going to suggest, if I get my best way to help all of you not to get a job. As simple as that. Not to get a job. Get something you like doing. Because then it won't be a job. But I'm going to explain a lot of that to you as we go through this. But if you have any comments, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727. It's on my left-hand side. It's 727-441-3000. That's 441-3000. You're more than welcome to give me a call. If you'd like, you can send me an email. My email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's T-H-E, opportunityhour. @gmail.com. That's the way that you can reach me by mail. But I'd like to have you just think about, if you would like to, if you think you know the purpose of a job, I'm going to welcome to hear your comments, and you're welcome to call and give me your comments. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to give you what I call the purpose of a job. Knowing what the purpose of a job is. And if any of you out there think you know what the purpose of a job is, you're welcome to call and give us your comments, tell the world your comments, because it's very important that I know what you think a job is, because I get in front of so many people who think they know what a job is. And they find out that what they know it is something that they don't want. And when they leave me, they know exactly how to get what they want. But, so I'm going to give you some of that. It's not a class. I'm just giving you some tips right now. The goal is to invite you to a class at some point in time. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with me helping you to know the purpose of a job. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there. Just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
But working for a living, there are several ways to work for a living. I'm just trying to get you to work for a living doing some things that you enjoy. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to make a distinction or a separation between the difference between being paid to do what you enjoy doing and having a job that you don't want, so that when you get off the job, you go do what you enjoy doing. Imagine being paid to do what you do anyway, that you enjoy. Imagine a world like that. That's what I'm trying to bring out on this show, and that's what I'm trying to do with the type of work that I do. But tonight I'm talking about, what's the purpose of a job? If you are someone that already has a job, if you like your job, I would love to hear from you. If you have a job that you don't like, I would love to hear from you. And if you would like to have something better, do something better, I would like to hear from you as well, because I want to give you some thoughts or some tips on how you can find what you want, but more so understanding what the purpose of a job is. Okay? Now when I got started in the workplace, like many of you, I did not know why I was there. Other than I wanted to do something and make some money. That was the only thought I had in my head. at that time. And obviously, I wanted to work, and obviously, I thought I knew how to work because my parents gave me things to do at home, and I did some things, and if my parents didn't do them, I did some things anyway, but I did things that I enjoy, but I didn't like the work they gave me. Now I can thank them for the work they gave me because it helped prepare me to understand what the workplace is there for, by which most of you go trying to find employment or having a job. However, the worst thing that you can do is have a job that you don't want to do. I mentioned the statement earlier, about 90% of you out there are in that category. You're doing something that you don't like. So the topic tonight is the purpose of a job. If you think you know what the purpose of a job is, again, you're welcome to call 727-441-3000 and just tell me. All I'm going to do is listen, because I do this all the time, is listen to what people think a job is and what it's for. And I would love to hear what you might think it's for. But some of you think the purpose of a job is so you can make some money. I've heard comments like this. Purpose of a job so I can pay my bills. The purpose of a job so I can feed my children. The purpose of a job is all the things that you have a job for. And I'm going to suggest you're in that 90%. But if not, then like have you just got to think about it. But I'm going to just ask the question, what do you think the purpose of a job is? And I'm going to give you my definition. But it's also a definition I've been using to train others for several years. But the purpose of a job is, okay, is to perform something that needs to be done. That's my definition. To perform something that needs to be done. Meaning, to perform, you got to do something that needs to be done. But more so, you got to do something that needs to be done by the people that you're doing it for who want you to do it. But I'd like to have you just think about that. Okay? And I'd like to have you think about the jobs that you've had or the jobs that you want, because that makes a lot of difference between whether you're going to enjoy going to work or dread going to work. And I'm here to help you to hopefully find the type of work that you want, but you can't get that unless you know what the purpose of a job is. Okay, so somebody needs something done. If you don't know that, you cannot do your job. Simple as that. What you think is, and what you think you need to do, if you haven't heard it from the people who want you to do what they want, then you cannot do your job. You're doing what you want to do, but you're not doing your job because the people who are paying you to do something. It's many people miss that understanding. I miss that. I don't know what the purpose of a job is, and we're not going to go into. I didn't even know how to dress for the job that I got hired for. I had to find that out later. I thought I knew, or nobody told me. So who told you? It's almost as simple as who told you what to wear to school, or did you just put on something? But it's important to know when you get to wanting a job. It's important to know what a job is for. The purpose of a job is not to pay your bills. It's not so that you can travel. It's not to do any of that. If that's the only reason for a job, you will most likely end up doing the same job over and over again for different employers because you keep choosing to go do what you think you know how to do. Or you keep doing what you know how to do. But so, the first thing is to understand the purpose of a job is to get something done, and the only way to know what to get done, somebody has to tell you what they want done. what you think needs to be done may not be the best answer, especially if you're not being rewarded for what you thought you were supposed to do. You need to know what you're supposed to do from the people who tell you. Now, there's two ways that they can that can happen. The person can speak to you and tell you what to do, or they can put it on a piece of paper or something that says what you're supposed to do. The difference is, if you have a problem reading, then you still won't know what to do. So you need to be clear by the people you're doing it for. What do they want you to do? That's the first thing, because they need something done. Now, if you are the only one that's doing the work, that's great. However, if you are part of a team or you have some other coworkers, then you need to understand that they have a different job than you. The worst thing you can do is think they have the same job, because they have a different purpose, because they were told possibly by the same person to do what they told you, but the other person has a different way of looking at it. The other person has a different set of skills and abilities. So you need to know what the purpose of a job is, and that is to perform something. Perform means doing. Something that can be seen, something that can be evaluated, something that can be rated, but it's something that has to be seen. And the reason it has to be seen, because we won't know how good of a worker you are unless we can see your work. And if you want us to see your work, then you have to put yourself in a position where we see your work. And more so, you want to know how good it is, because if we aren't telling you it's good, then it's not good. It doesn't matter what you think. If it's not good enough, then it's not good. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Most places will train people, or they tell you about training. Most places will give you a test, which is not training. A test is assuming somebody else trained you, and we just want to test you on it based on our questions, which may be totally different than what you've been trained to do and know how to do. So you need to know what that is. I suggest for most people not to take anybody's test. But we live in a system where somebody wants us to take somebody else's test so we can tell you what we think of you, which is okay, I guess, in some cases. But I've learned not to do that, and I suggest that for most of the people. If you can, because this is for adults, in terms of finding enjoyable employment. But you got to know what the purpose of a job is. And the purpose of a job is to get something done that somebody else wants done. It's also to get direction from those that are giving to you what they want done. It's also knowing that you may not know how to do it, and then you need to tell them you don't know. Because if you don't know, you have an opportunity to get trained. If you do think you know, but it's not what they want, then you've lost. Okay, so the purpose of a job is to know that somebody wants something done, and is it you that can do it? But now, the best way to do this is if you've had a job before. But I'm going to start, if you've never had a job, doesn't matter what age, if you've never had a job, then the best way to get started is to think about all the things you know how to do and write them down. Okay, think of as many things as you can and write them down that you know how to do, okay, from home or from the adventures that you've had. Is to think of those things that you know how to do and write them down, because then you got something to show and tell somebody, this is what I know how to do. And then, if you need to demonstrate it, you can. It may not be what they want, but it's something that you know how to do that you can demonstrate. It may not even be good enough. But, and it should not be good enough, because you're doing something for somebody that wants you to do something. They need to see you do something before they know you can do it. But anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, to write it down. We're going to take a short break so that we hear something from our sponsors. But you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here talking about the purpose of a job, because I want you to find happy jobs. We'll be right back. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Living in America, right here, where they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I'm starting to question that, but I'd like to have you think about it, because living in America, if you can do what you want to do, I want you all to find employment that you enjoy, because that's where you're productive. But anyway, I'm talking about the purpose of a job tonight, and it got as far as saying my objective, or the purpose that I believe the purpose of a job is to do something, perform something that needs to be done. That's my word. If you're doing it for yourself, you're doing something that has to be done. If you're doing it for somebody else, it's something that has to be done, and they're looking for somebody to do it. And in many cases, they'll reward you for it if you can do it and get it done. Anyway, so I'm going to but in order to understand what the purpose of a job is, you need to be able to think about what it is that you do. I'm giving an example. And I'm just going to use my example, but I'd like to have you find a way to do that. If you can, anytime you get ready, take the job you might have now, the job you've had before. If you never had a job, think about what you do around the house. That would allow you to recognize how much you know how to do. Now, I didn't ask you whether you liked it or not. It's how much you know how to do. The other problem is we don't know how well you do it. And you saying you do it well is a waste of time, especially if you can't back it up. So it's always best to do it first and hear what we got to say. But let me give an example. Let's say that I'm a talk show host, and you see me on Thursdays, and obviously I got good enough or foolish enough to get in front of the camera and in front of the mic and all that sort of stuff. And so let's just say that I am a talk show host. In order for me to do the job of talk show host, there are many, many, many jobs that I need to do in order to do the one job called talk show host. Okay, some of those things I got to do. I got to speak clearly, got to look into the mic, I got to know how to read my notes, got to show up on time, I got to clean the computer. I can't use any foul language on the show. I have to know how to change the monitor around on the computer. And let's see, I have to spell the words and spell words correctly. I got to know how to read things. I got to know how to write things down. I got to know how to use Facebook and YouTube. And sometimes I got to sweep the floor and wipe the table off and adjust the mics and talk to the producer. Those are just some of the tasks that have to be done in order for me to do my job as talk show host. So when I was talking about you recognizing if you have a job, write down or list the types. What do you do within that job? What many jobs must you do in order to do the overall job? Not understanding that, you would not know your job either, because you won't know what you're using to get the job done. Okay, it's important to know what you know. It's important to know what you don't know, because now you got to get some training or you got to find a way to learn it. Because obviously we see it. The worst thing many of you out there do, you pretend as though we don't see you. I have no idea where you got those ideas from. But as you might have heard at the start of the show, we see you coming, we see you growing, we see your front side backs, we see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. Now, the bottom line is I had to learn that too. Okay, when I went to work as in a big company, and it was back in the days when computers were hot. I was a computer programmer. Big prestige company, and all of the so-called professionals, they dressed a certain way. Well, nobody told me how to dress. Now, just in case you're not familiar, but if you watch TV, right now we're going through terrible times in terms of the politicians. All that stuff is on the TV screen. But all the times when we look at all the political leaders, notice that most of the men have dark suits and white shirts and ties. And the women have dark clothes as well. Notice how they all look alike. Well, back in those days, all the IBMers were dark suits and white shirts and ties. I had a red suit, a green suit, and a brown suit. And I had some platform shoes. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with what I had on. The difference is that didn't fit in to the place that I was working at. And nobody told me until one day somebody pulled me aside and asked me if I worked there. Because my answer was yes, and the answer was, you don't fit in. Are you aware of that? Now, I didn't know. I thought I was a professional. So you need to know these things. If you're not sure of what you do, you need to ask. And whatever somebody tells you, you need to tell them thank you. What you think of yourself doesn't matter. It matters to you. And so it's very important that you begin to recognize, why are people there? Once you understand this, you can go almost any place, all these retail stores and companies, and look at how people look. Nobody taught them how to go to work. Nobody taught them how to represent their employer. I didn't know those things either. I don't expect you to know. That's what I do for a living now with our training programs, to get people to recognize how should you show up, because image says a lot. Second thing is, what do you know how to do? That's why I asked you to write down, what do you know how to do? Because jobs are made up of many, many jobs. M-I-N-I, many, many jobs. All of those little parts make up the one job. Look, all the things I just got you mentioning, sweep the floor, get the coffee, know how to run the computer, I can't swear at you, I got to use a certain language, I got to adjust the buttons, all these sort of things go into making up that one job that has a job title. You need to know what the purpose of a job is, and you need to, the best way you can do that is by looking at, what do you already know how to do, so that you can tell people what you know how to do. I'm going to give you a secret. Focus on the things you enjoy doing, which means you can tell them what you know how to do, and then you can tell them, but I really like doing these things. And if you wrote them down, you'll have something to follow that lets whoever's listening to you know that you know what makes up a job. And if you know what makes up a job, then you need to know, can you do it or how well? And the worst thing you can do if you have some of these sophisticated jobs that you think are sophisticated, don't ever tell anybody you can do all of it, because that game you'll lose. All you've got to do is do one thing that you can't do, and your credibility just died, because you can't, none of us know all of it, because we're doing it for different people. But anyway, so you need to know what it is that they would like to have you do, and you need to tell them how you can visualize doing it based on what you know how to do. Now, obviously, what you don't know how to do, you need to be able to say that as well. That definitely shows your honesty and credibility, but more so, it's an opportunity for you to learn something else to add it on to all the things you already know how to do. Because I'd like to have you really, really think about that. Don't ever tell anybody you know all of it, because that's a death trap. Okay? If you've never been there before, there's no way you can know how somebody else wants it done. What you can say is what you know how to do and what you have done and who you've done it for. Because that all may be factual. Don't fabricate it, because then you lose again. And after a while, we begin to notice and know that, and which means now your credibility has gone down the line. Now it's going to cost us more money to train you on how to do it, and you got to be willing to do it enough times in order to practice it well enough until it's good enough for the people who want you to do it. Many, many people make that mistake. I've seen so many people that would tell their supervisor or their friend or their parents, well, if it's not good enough, I'm not going to do anymore. I'm going to suggest, if it's not good enough, you ought to say thank you, because I'll keep doing it until it is good enough for you, so you can take that knowledge someplace else, because somebody else may pay you for it. And your employer may pay you to keep you, because now they know that you can do what they want done. So the purpose of a job is very misunderstood for so many people, because it's not taught. Our goal is to have you begin to recognize the things you like doing, enjoy doing, so you can tell people what you know how to do. Because if you like doing what you do, most people will hire you to do what you do, because that makes you productive. They can add on additional tasks, and you still are doing more. And I've said this on many shows. Somebody told me a long time ago, don't go to work for the other people, go to work for you. And learn as much as you can so that you can take you someplace else. Because somebody else will always want you once they know what you know how to do. Anyway, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And I'm talking to all of you out there to understand what the purpose of a job is in order for you to do it, but do what you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look,
but here,
I'm gonna find my
right
purpose.
Here,
gotta find
on the
out
Employment Opportunity Hour. Because I know behind all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, there's a purpose behind that for you. And so that's what I want you to know. We're talking about understanding the purpose of a job and to really understand why you would have a job and what goes into a job. And I've given out some tips on how to recognize what a job is and how to write down what it is that you know how to do. And I'm just going to mention some of these very quickly, because as you may notice, we have some guests in the studio. But in order to recognize your job, you must recognize what you do to make up the job. Okay. Anyway, so I see you smiling. It's, in some cases, part of your job is smiling, spelling, using English, certain dress style, a certain piece, all that goes into you understanding why you're there, but also who are you representing. Not understanding that, you cannot do your job. So, but I'm going to like kind of stop there, because we have some, I have a special guest in the house. His name is Steve, and he actually has a show coming up after this show. But in order for you to know who he is, I've invited him in so he could tell us who he is, so you could stay tuned or tell your friends and all that sort of stuff. Because it's a new show. So, Steve, tell us who you are and what do you do very quickly.
Yeah, first of all, Gene, thank you very, very much for inviting us into your show. We've been following you for a little bit of time now. What you do, empowering others to show them what the job market is and what the steps are to secure a job and what the differences are between a job and a career and mm-hmm. what gives you the passion. My co-host tonight, Belinda Bloom, you mentioned
Hello.
That she has a beautiful smile. And Belinda, I mean, your smile, and it's important, Gene, right, to smile at your job. Wouldn't you guys think so, Belinda?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it gives that positive vibe, right?
Your job involves smiling.
Yes. It doesn't, because the smile generates these wonderful endorphins going through your body, even if you want to pretend.
Yes. And we have a show called the Chapters Network Live every Wednesday night, which is simulcast back in New York from 7 to 10 p.m. And basically, I'm a psychologist, but we provide a platform for individuals that need that platform, like to empower others that are going through adversities or challenges in life or any kind of disability, to kind of give them that voice that they need and the support that they need to move from one point of view, one step in life to the other. Okay. So I think the job market is very, very important, because a lot of the work that I do is a lot of job coaching, travel mm-hmm. training, resume writing, how to interview, how to smile, how to shake hands, how to look somebody in the eye when you're applying for a job, right? So this is right up your alley, Gene, isn't it?
Sort of,
okay. Yeah. All right. But Belinda is also, she works with a lot of people too. She's part of the network, and she's a vocalist. She's a great singer, and she leads one of our vocalists for our Chapters Network All-Star Band. But Belinda, the work that you do, entrepreneurship, reaching out to others, that's what you're doing with others. Are you?
Yes, creating purpose is really what I do with women, especially.
Really?
I work with all people, but people come to me that have been working in the corporate world, people that are unhappy in what they do, and they're looking, what is my purpose? What's my mission here? And they really want to help, and they want to give back, and then they have this imposter syndrome. Who am I to help? Who am I to give back? And I guide them to empower themselves so that they can empower others. And so Steve and I really have been on this parallel journey, and now we're combining what we do together so that we can really make a big difference in this world.
Right. What's the name of your show?
It's called Chapters Network Live, and we have a network of shows. So we have radio shows, we have cable TV shows, we have shows that are on social media. So we believe that the message has to get out there, the advocacy, the empowerment, the inspiration, because there's a lot of people out there since the pandemic that are really challenged and struggling. And I think it's shows like yours that reach out to people that need that extra support or extra knowledge on what they should do mm-hmm. in the job market or vocationally. So I know we've talked before the show, you have some ties to up north a little bit. You were from Connecticut, right?
And in Massachusetts area.
Yeah, so your journey, I mean, why do you do what you do to inspire others, your shows?
I don't want to make you feel bad, but I try to use nothing traditional.
Got it.
And use innovative.
Okay.
Methods.
Okay.
So does Steve.
Yeah,
so do I.
Innovative method, and that's sometimes that's what you have to do. But I think the passion in radio or social media, because a lot of people need to hear that, need to hear what you're doing, need to hear what we're doing on our network, all the great shows here at the TAN Talk. It's, you know, all the administration and the management and ownership here do a great job of putting things together. And I think that's that consistency of providing that great information that needs to be out there is important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's important.
Yeah.
That's the reason I labor here. No, that sort of, so I call it labor because
okay.
I'm working for the folks out there.
Yes, 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 yes.
In one sense.
Yeah. So, and I think I love the interactiveness because this show, this platform, this network reaches out to so many people in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay, and St. Petersburg area. And I think that, which is like the 17th market, the largest market in the country. So what you're doing, what we're all doing is trying to get that message out to people and to give them that sense of confidence, build up their self-esteem. But I think working vocational, having a structured day is so very important.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that you have that the women entrepreneurs and tips for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
I'm sure
from
that...
them.
Oh, from them. Well, yeah, one of the biggest things that helps entrepreneurs and what we all do is, why do we do it? Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I know my why.
Yeah.
You know your why. We all know our why. And the why is what really motivates people. So you don't need to be pushed at all. You're just pulled into the direction of where you're going because you have a powerful why.
Yeah.
And we're here every Wednesday. We're going to be every Wednesday from 7 to 10. But on TAN Talk, we're going to be right at 8 to 10. So we're going to follow you each and every week, either in studio or on location. So... we're going to be partnering up there.
Very good. Very good. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for inviting Belinda and I onto your show, which I know is a great platform for others to reach out and to support one another.
Oh, that's flattering. But tell us again, what's the name of your show that's coming up?
Chapters Network Live. And tonight we're interviewing a musical legend, Joey D., who wrote the Peppermint Twist. He's actually from the Florida area. And we have some local people here that are working with veterans that we're doing a big fundraiser in July. And Belinda's one of the lead singers. We're having a concert.
Really?
So, Gene, we're going to put you in front row. How's that?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. It's going to be in the Tampa area, St. Petersburg.
Really?
And also in Wellington on the other side of town, Florida. So,
and there's going to be a choir with us.
And we have a choir. And we had our first choir rehearsal last night at Antioch Baptist Church. And Belinda was with some great choir members, some angels in that church. It was awesome.
It was so cathartic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wish you the best in your show. And because once we get off here, you're going to start rolling. So,
yeah.
Good luck. And,
thank you so much, sir.
Good luck, and glad that you're here. And
Thank you.
And whatever we can do from there, let me...
All right. It sounds like a plan. Anything we can do to support what you do is amazing. So thank you very much. We're really humbled and honored. Thank you.
Thank
you. I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. And I want all of you to know all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and have been doing. You literally have been doing it your way. All I'm trying to do is get you to find employment doing it exactly the same way, because that's what you'll enjoy, that's where you'll be productive, and that's how you're going to enjoy your work life until you turn into an entrepreneur. Because you can do it your way. Anyway, stay tuned for the next show coming up, and we're out of here for the time being.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.